بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 15th of July in the year 2021 and alhamdulillah we moved on to the 116th night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib, radiyallahu. And I'm on the subsection now when I'm taking a glimpse into the phenomenal knowledge which this blessed man possessed. And he mentioned, with regards to the Qur'an, that he knew what every verse was revealed for, where it was revealed, and for whom it was revealed. And he also said, I know everything about the verses, i.e. in the Qur'an. In another report, in Al-Istiyab 3-1130, Hafiz ibn Abdul Bad, he said, Rahmatullah alayh, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu was amongst those who had memorized the entire Qur'an during the Prophet's lifetime. That Allah himself. So this is very important. Hafiz, now you've got the complete Qur'an. So you can memorize at your own pace. The Qur'an is being revealed. For you to be a Hafiz, you have to be on, you know, on call, as they say. So Sayyidina Ali, he was a Hafiz. So he wasn't just learning the Qur'an that we do. Nice, simple, straightforward. From Fatiha to Nas. It's coming in the order of revelation. And then he had to rearrange that. So note, this is an honor for Sayyidina Ali that he was constantly keeping up with the chronological order of the Qur'an as well. Consider his words. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, in his Ihya, in the chapter on recitation of the Qur'an, page 237, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu said, if I wanted to, I could have given you 70 camel loads of commentary on Surah Al-Fatiha. If I wanted to, I could have given you 70 camel loads of commentary on Surah Al-Fatiha. So now this is very interesting what he's saying. Imagine walking into a voluminous library and realizing to your utter amazement that the entire library was dedicated only to the greatest surah of the Quran. So how many books can you put onto one camel? You can load a camel with, times that by 70. He goes, that's how many book loads I can give you of commentary of Surah Fatiha. Meaning you haven't got a lifetime, because your life is too short. This also indicates his time was blessed, because how is he acquiring so much knowledge which he cannot share in his lifetime with others? And it goes back to that blessing. Remember, he would recite the entire Quran. I mentioned this many moons ago. He would recite the entire Quran very quickly before he saddled his camel. So he could give 70 camel loads of commentary. Thus our blessed Mawla radiyallahu was a scholar of the highest eminence. Why? Because our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever mastered the first 7 from the Quran is then a pontiff. Whoever mastered the first 7 from the Qur'an is then a pontiff, i.e. a scholar of the highest eminence. This is recorded in Hakim in his Mustadrak 1-564, Sahih, Zahabi, Sahih. And Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states Hassan in As-Sahiha 5-385. So what is the 7 being referred to? Whoever mastered the first 7, he only has one of two meanings. Either the first 7 verses, then it's Fatiha. Or the first 7 surahs, which includes Fatiha. The Prophet said, whoever masters Fatiha or the first 7 surahs, he is a pontiff, he's an imam, he's of the highest grades of knowledge. So relate back to Ali radiallahu anhu. I can give you 70 camel loads of commentary of Fatiha. Meaning, you can do a 50-year course with me, intensive course on Fatiha, if you've got enough lifetime, 7 days a week. And even then, you might still not be able to get to the end of the commentary of Fatiha. So here, the Prophet, who was he who's a classic example of who he's referring to? Ali. He's a pontiff of the highest order, radiallahu anhu. Similarly, Hassan al-Basri said, rahmatullah alayh, in Bayhaqi, in Shu'ab al-Iman, number 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed 104 books. And He placed the knowledge contained therein into four. The Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and the Furqan. He subhanahu wa ta'ala then placed the knowledge into the Furqan. He subhanahu wa ta'ala then placed that knowledge into the Fatiha of the book. Thus, whoever knows its interpretation is just like the one who knows the interpretation of all the revealed books. Subhanallah. So Hassan al-Basri, he's breaking it down. You can tell he's doing it for us. Rahmatullah alayh. He said Allah Ta'ala revealed 104 books. So when we say how many holy books are there, and we go, yes, brother. Torah, Zabur, Injil, Quran. He goes, mashallah, there's another 100. The guy, I'll tell you straight, if you were to ask me, I'll say, Suhuf, 99 left. Where are these holy books? That's the first thing he said. Then he said, all of that knowledge, he placed into four of the books. The Torah, Injil, Zabur, and the Quran. So the famous four, all of the knowledge of the holy books was placed in those four. Then all of that knowledge was placed into the Quran. Then all of the knowledge of the Quran was put into Fatiha. Then Hassan al-Basri said, whoever knows the interpretation of Fatiha, he's got the knowledge of the entire holy books. Go back to Ali. It's the problem, you know, because we read Fatiha so often, we don't appreciate it. If somebody says, what's the greatest surah of the Quran? Some people say, Yasin. What about Fatiha? Oh, yeah, obviously, brother. You know, the way they say it, it's like, you know, oh, that's popular, isn't it? Astaghfirullah. Popular. The greatest surah of the Quran. Why? Then you ask, the person gets confused. You go, brother, it's just half a page. It's seven verses. Baqarah, 2.5 juz. He start thinking about this. He said, brother, it's not how huge the surah is. It's what's contained within it. If all of the 104 books, the knowledge in all the holy scriptures in Fatiha, you can't compete with it. And that's why 17 times minimum a day we recite it. Minimum. If you're just doing the Farad, you have to say it 17 times. You have to. And if you're Hanafi, 20 with the Witr. Right? So why is that? Why is Allah Ta'ala wanting? Because it's a precious surah. Allah Ta'ala has made it obligatory for you to recite in Salah. Think about that. Salat is movements. What is the obligatory part of Salat according to most of the scholars? Fatiha. When it comes to why Fatiha? Because it's the mudr of the book. Our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. Subhanallah. The best of the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. This is in Bayhaqi, Hakim, Ad-Dur Al-Mantur, 1-15. Now think about that. If somebody goes to you, is the Quran from the beginning to the end Shafa? Yes. Shafa, Allah Ta'ala calls it. Rahmat, you know, it's a mercy for the believers. It's a Shafa. Every dot and comma is Shafa. Then he says, right, it's complete Shafa. Yes. How strange a question. If somebody goes, what's the best part of the Shafa? That doesn't make sense. If I give you a pot of honey, and you go, what's the best part of the honey? Are you asking me tough questions like that? The Quran is like that. It's complete shafa, but the shafas vary. The greatness of the surahs vary. The Prophet told you that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best part of the Quran is Fatiha. Think about it. The Prophet hammering this into you. Why? Shaitan will make sure that you don't understand his value. And he's doing a good job. Astaghfirullah. Thus our exalted Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning it separately from the Quran. Even in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions it separate. Where? In Surah Al-Hijr, Surah 15, verse 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذِلُّ اللَّهِ مِنْ رَجِيمٍ وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَفَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ We have bestowed upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seven oft repeated and the immense Quran. Look at the verse. If you just look at the verse without any commentary, it looks like there's something else apart from the Quran. We have given you the seven oft repeated verses and the immense Quran. The seven oft repeated verses of Fatiha. The Prophet himself said that. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Authentic hadith in the Sunnahs. Why is Allah Ta'ala separating that from the Quran? Look what he's saying. We have bestowed upon you, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ. We have given you the seven oft repeated verses, وَالْقُرْآنَ الْأَزِيمِ. And the immense Quran. Isn't Fatiha part of the Quran? The answer is yes, but it's the best. It's the greatest surah in Sahih Bukhari. So Allah Ta'ala is telling you in the Quran itself, don't misvalue, don't belittle the surah I've given to you, Surah Fatiha. The Quran opens up with Fatiha. Think about that. Allah Ta'ala could have opened his book with anything. Did he open it up with Yasin? With Tabarak Allah, Surah Mulk, Ar-Rahman. Why has he opened the Quran with Surah Fatiha? Because you need a key. And one of the names is called the key to the Quran. You have to get to the Quran through Fatiha. Subhanallah. Those, going back to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the Amir al-Mu'mineen would famously say to one and all, ask me before you lose me. Ask me before you lose me. This is mentioned by Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayh in his Minhaj al-Sunnah 8-57-8. And I mentioned that he was the only one who said this. Who said that? Our blessed Mawla was unique in saying this. For Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib rahmatullah alayh said, nobody of the people used to say, ask me, except for Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib radiallahu anhu. Recorded by Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr rahmatullah alayh in his Al-Istiyab, page 1103. Now why did nobody else say that? Because when you say, ask me, that means you know the answer. If you don't know the answer and you say, ask me, you embarrass yourself. You know, so if I said, ask me, what's the Maliki fiqh on zakat and sheep? Don't know. Then why do you say, ask me for that? Right? So this shows he knew. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib goes, there was a hint here. In other words, he goes, ask me. In other words, I've been given knowledge nobody's been given. And you will lose it with my loss. And who's Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib? Sayyid ibn al-Musayyib was the most learned tabi'in. He had married Abu Huraira's daughter. The most learned tabi'in said he said it. Nobody else will ever say that. Abu Bakr Siddiq didn't say that, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab didn't say that. Uthman ibn Affan didn't say that. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud didn't say that. Only one man said that. And it was Ali, radiyallahu anhu. It was for this reason that Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu had said in grief upon hearing of the tragic martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alas, the knowledge of the religion has dissolved with the death of Ali ibn Abu Talib. Alas, the knowledge of the religion has dissolved with the death of Ali ibn Abu Talib radiallahu anhu. Recorded by Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr rahmatullah alayh in his Jami Bayan al Ilm, page 1108 or 3-4. Now, what's shocking about this? Who said that? Muawiyah. Muawiyah was his, you know, opponent, for want of a better word, on the battlefield. But when Ali was martyred, he grieved. He goes, we've lost the deen. In other words, look how strange that is. Normally, if your opponent falls, you're celebrating. Was he celebrating? Meaning he wasn't doing it, there was nothing personal between them. He was doing, we'll get to that, which people always fond of going straight to the fitna. But Hazrat Muawiyah said, the deen has been dissolved. In other words, we've lost the knowledge this great man had, radiallahu anhu. His own son, Imam Hassan, radiallahu anhu, he said upon his passing, yesterday a man has departed from you, whose knowledge the earlier people have not surpassed, and the later one have not caught up with him. This is recorded in Ahmad in his Fada'il al-Sahaba 2-595 with the Sahih transmission. So Imam Hassan, the grandson of the Prophet, the son of Ali, He goes, the man that passed away yesterday, nobody in history had knowledge like him. And nobody in future can catch up to him. He goes, you've martyred such a man. In other words, you don't realize what you've done by martyring him. And that's why Ali was telling them. He goes, ask me before you lose me. In other words, he goes, you haven't got much time. They didn't realize. Right? That was interesting. This is also the case for all scholars, to a much lesser extent. The Prophet said, the death of a scholar is more calamitous than the death of a star. Look how amazing these words are. What did they know about death of a star in the time of the Prophet? Death of a star means the solar system's collapsed. All of the planets around the sun has gone. It's mini kiamat. Somebody goes, there's something worse than that. This death of a star, that means everything dies. There's something worse. The Prophet said it. What did he say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Death of a scholar. And the guy starts looking like this. He goes, did the Prophet say it? Yeah, I just told you. He said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Authentic hadith in Ahmad. What does that mean? It means the sun is the source of life. If the sun dies, everything dies. When a scholar dies, you don't understand what devastations happened. One of the inheritors of the prophets has passed away. And that's why, you know, people you hear, oh, Sheikh so-and-so has passed away. We don't know who they are. That's why we don't grieve. We just go, oh, inna lillahi. But when you get to know the people who've passed away, you really, then you feel it. Because devastation, disaster. Because who are we going to turn to when the Sahaba were dying? To finish, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, when he was dying from the plague, one Tabi'in was weeping. So Mu'adh goes, and look how strange, Mu'adh's comforting him. Mu'adh's dying, and he's comforting the living. He goes, why are you crying? He goes, oh, teacher, he goes, who shall we go to after you? In other words, I'm crying for myself. Because you're going to go to Firdaus. What about us? He goes, don't worry. Because Allah Ta'ala, there was nobody with knowledge. And he gave it to Ibrahim. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And he goes, after me, go to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Go to Abdullah ibn Salam. Go to Salman al-Farsi. Go to Abu Darda. In other words, they will help you. But look at their understanding. These were great people that were leaving. So note here, Sayyidina Ali, his knowledge is something that we can only really dream about, as they say. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي الحمد لله اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وواصلوا الحق